RadioArchives.com presents Corpse Contraband, the 40th adventure of Secret Agent X, by G.T. Fleming Roberts, writing as Brant House, read by Milton Bagby. His true face unknown, his identity buried in a secret government file, Secret Agent X came back from the dead to take on the evil extortionist and sinister sadist who prey on innocent Americans. A master of disguise who carries a non-lethal gas gun, X the Unknown is backed by a cabal of wealthy citizens and is answerable only to the shadowy K-9. Operating out of the supposedly haunted Montgomery Mansion, Secret Agent X ventures forth in a bewildering array of false identities to infiltrate the darkest underbelly of the underworld and destroy it from within. The only clue to his true identity is his haunting whistle. And now, Secret Agent X's thrilling adventure, Corpse Contraband. Chapter 1. Cargo of Corpses. At dusk, Morton Edgewood peered out of the leaded glass window in the office of his old colonial pottery shop. It was an evening of deadly calm. A drowsy heat had settled upon the city. These were dog days. Some called it suicide weather. Others, the moon of madness. The moon looked anything but mad. Above the stagnant, dust-gray leaves of the maples on the other side of the street, the moon showed its face, pallid and consumptive. Morton Edgewood sighed as he closed his account book. He anticipated without pleasure his bed in the rooms above the shop. The shop, which was in a residential district in the city of Maywood, was air-conditioned for the comfort of his fastidious patrons. But Edgewood's narrow margin of profit had not permitted him to extend the air conditioning to his bachelor quarters above. His rooms would be oven hot tonight. He had half a notion to drag down a mattress and sleep in his office. Except for his old man's sense of modesty, he would have done that. But the large leaded glass window of his office had no blind. A droning sound, as hot and irritating as the buzz of locusts, came up the street. A dusty van stopped in front of the shop, its back facing the entrance to the shop. Morton Edgewood pulled his brassy-looking spectacles down half the length of his thin beak. The driver of the van was getting out, a notebook in his hand. Morton Edgewood was puzzled. The van bore a Texas license beneath one of its taillights. The brass knocker on the door of the shop clacked imperatively. Edgewood straightened up from his book, opened the office door, stepped into the shop. The knocker clacked again. He took hold of the doorknob, pulled the door open, at the same time turning on the entrance light. The driver of the van stood there, with the stub of a pencil in one hand and his receipt book in the other. He shoved pencil and book at Edgewood. He was very tired. His gray shirt was nearly black across his chest because of sweat. Black hairs, visible at the open neck of his shirt, glistened against tanned flesh. He had a dull, heavy-featured face.
"What is it?" Edgewood demanded. "Haven't you the wrong address?"
The driver backed up, looked at the numbers of the shop.
"Your name's Edgewood, isn't it? This is the Colonial Pottery Shop, isn't it? No, I don't have the wrong address. Sign on the bottom."
"I'm not expecting anything," Edgewood said. "There's some mistake."
The driver scowled.
"Listen, if your name is Edgewood, I got a load of Mexican pottery. It was shipped FOB, and I'm collecting the freight on this. $148 freight charges."
"I'm not expecting anything," said Edgewood. "You've made a mistake."
The driver shoved his hat back on his head.
"You kidding me? If you are kidding me, get it that I ain't in the mood. I've been on the road 3 days with this stuff, and if you think it's hot here, you ought to sit over a damn truck motor and drive up from Texas sometime."
"If you'll step inside," Edgewood suggested kindly, "you can cool off and have a glass of lemonade."
The driver laughed.
"Listen, old man, you pay the freight and I'll buy my own drinks."
Edgewood stiffened.
"I am sorry. I ordered nothing. I'm overstocked now."
And the driver took a belligerent step forward. Edgewood slammed the door and pushed over the bolt. The driver grabbed the knocker and clacked it angrily. He yelled,
"If I camp here all night, you're going to pay me. Through the pocketbook? Through the nose."
"Young man," called Edgewood.